innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, a special event florist, bistro, and full-service caterer on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet box lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frayne is our technical director this afternoon. It's at 12:31. Tom Rogers is here with AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. The pressure has eased a bit at Urbana High School, where disappointing test scores were leading to changes in the school's organization. The latest set of scores shows that Urbana High made the federally mandated adequate yearly progress last year, after failing to do so for the previous 5 years. Principal Laura Taylor says it's a promising sign that teachers and students are making definite progress, but she says the achievement gap between white and minority students remains.
We have been seeing over in a trend that we are starting to do that, but there is unfortunately is still a huge disparity in that area, something we continue to focus on and will continue to work hard on. But when you have your African-American students with the highest scores in math they've ever had, obviously we're making some progress, which is great.
Schools are required to show adequate yearly progress to comply with the federal No Child Left Behind Act. Taylor says meeting AYP means that Urbana High doesn't have to put restructuring measures in place for at least 1 year. But she says many of those measures will take place anyway, including more one-on-one remediation time. Champaign School District has yet to release last year's test scores. Results for younger students are being delayed by the state. The Chicago Public Schools have beefed up security at some of its most troubled schools, adding security personnel and surveillance cameras. School officials say the new measures are being implemented in the wake of 26 students being killed during the last school year. However, Andres Durback of the City School's Office of Safety and Security pointed out that fights and killings near schools are close to dismissal times are rare. He also says crime in schools is declining. Chicago Public Schools employs more than 1,700 full-time security personnel. In addition, 153 Chicago police officers are deployed at 75 schools. Durback says the system now has surveillance cameras in 210 schools after it spent $2 million on cameras last fiscal year. An additional million will be spent on cameras this year. Chicago's massive futures exchange, the CME Group, got the votes it needed to acquire the parent company of the New York Mercantile Exchange. As Adrian Hill reports, the deal will make the world's largest derivatives exchange even bigger.
The CME Group was created just last year when the Chicago Board of Trade and Chicago Mercantile Exchange joined up. On Monday, the exchange got the go-ahead to acquire NYMEX. The move will give it energy and metal contracts and will extend its already long reach. Randy Frederick is the director of derivatives for Charles Schwab.
Certainly positions CME Group in a more competitive position to compete internationally, which I think is something that all of the exchange groups are trying to do.
The deal is expected to close on Friday of this week. I'm Adrian Hill.
The Will County Board has decided against giving voters a chance to decide whether the elected coroner should be replaced by an appointed medical examiner. The board had been examining the issue since last spring, but some who voted against the proposed switch yesterday say they did so because they didn't know the cost of switching to a medical examiner's office. Others say they don't think the system needs changing. The proposal to switch from an elected coroner to an appointed medical examiner arose from the controversy sparked by the Drew Peterson investigation. Under Coroner Patrick O'Neill, a coroner's jury in 2004 ruled the death of Peterson's third wife, Kathleen Savio, an accident before Peterson became a suspect in his fourth wife's death. Fewer vehicles on roads in Indiana this summer means less money for road repair work. Michael Puente reports.
The price of gasoline is less than $4 a gallon in most parts of Indiana, but that's still high enough to force some motorists to drive less. The Indiana Department of Transportation estimates there's been a 5% decline in the number of miles driven this calendar year. That means less money for Indiana cities and towns for road repairs. Why? Because for every gallon of gas sold in Indiana, 18.4 cents goes to the state's Motor Vehicle Highway Fund for road repair work, which is about average for most states. Already, the state is seeing a $17 million shortfall this year. That means every county in Indiana will get less money to work with next year to fix roads. But a spokesman for AAA Hoosier Motor Club says while the state may be hurting for the cash, Hoosiers are spending more of their money closer to home, and that's helping businesses overall. I'm Michael Puente.
Purdue University officials hope to attract more graduate students by offering higher teaching and research stipends. The Journal and Courier of Lafayette cites a University Senate report that suggests adding more fellowship, research assistant, and teaching assistant positions. Research and teaching positions, teaching assistant stipends were found to be lower at Purdue than at other schools. That makes it difficult to attract top students. Graduate Student Recruitment Services Director Dana Werner says it's difficult to get the best students to come to Purdue when there's limited funding to give them assistantships. But some grad students who decided to attend Purdue say they like the school's reputation of quality of educational programs, even if it means less money available in stipends. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Weather information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Dr. Arlo Bain at the Leroy Veterinary Clinic in Leroy, Illinois.